Welcome back to News Talk 1370 WCOA. Real news with Rick Alton. Every September, the U.S. News and World Report publishes its ranking of all the universities in the country. Our university, the University of West Florida, did very, very well in the rankings. And to help us understand it, we've got UWF President Dr. Martha Saunders on the line. Martha, thank you for coming on the show.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Good morning. It's every day is a good morning to be here in Pensacola. Well, before we get to the rankings, how about those Argos? What a weekend y'all had on campus.
How about that? I'm blown away. Of course, it's always good to win, which we did handily, but we hosted the game on campus.
Right.
And it was just a rocking success. Everywhere I looked, I saw a sea of blue and green, and everybody was having a good time.
They were.
So it was great fun.
It was. Have y'all lined up LSU yet to play? Since y'all did better. You did better against McNeese State than LSU did, for sure.
We did. They probably won't play us. So.
Well, we'll switch. We'll go back to academia. The U.S. World's Report, U.S. News and World's Report, their ranking of the university was nothing short of spectacular. Tell our listeners about how well y'all did.
Well, it was a great day for Florida. All of the universities showed a lot of improvement. We hit the top 20 or remained in the top 20 of public universities in the South. But we got 5 Best Colleges Award badges, and that makes me particularly happy. One was as a regional university in the South, a public university, but also we were given recognition for social mobility, a Best College for Veterans, and a new category, undergraduate nursing. So these are things we've been focusing on, and it's really great to get recognition for it.
Well, in the nursing, I know that has been a particular focus of your administration with that program. We know the need is huge out there. So now to be seen as one of the best in the South is a nice kudo for the efforts that y'all put into it.
Well, it is, and it's very much needed in our community. And our nursing program topped state and national averages for first-time pass rate of the NCLEX exam last year at 96%.
Wow.
First-time pass rate. That's well over national averages. And so it's a good program, quality nurses, and I wish we could do more.
Well, and then y'all have also invested heavily in Military and Veterans Resource Center. You've been it's another focus of yours, and that also was rewarded with excellent award.
It was, and of course, military is very much part of the culture on our campus. One out of every 5 students is military affiliated. Either as a dependent or a veteran or some active duty. So it's part of the culture, and it's important that we serve our veterans, and I think we do that. We get lots of recognitions for it, but this one is particularly satisfying for us as well.
Well, we know over the years, before you got there, that there was a lot of poaching going on with our military here in town, and we had a lot of universities come in and offer online classes and try to and sort of wheedle their way in to the veterans in the military market here, and for y'all to step up and really capture that market has been good for the university, but it's good for the community, because if people get their degree from y'all, there's a chance they might stay here when they get out of the military.
Absolutely, and we have a number of efforts where we're working with transitioning people who are transitioning out of the military. And you're right, if they get their degree here, it's certainly a great place to live. They'll stay and they'll contribute to the community. We're proud of our veterans.
Oh, we've got Dr. Martha Saunders, president of the University of West Florida, longtime friend. It's so good to see. You are we get together at least once a semester. We had the show. I'm not going to let this take that away from us. We still need to have coffee. But we
do.
Give us some other good news at the university right now.
Well, the good news kind of up and down, but, you know, athletics, of course, makes us happy. And we are at record enrollment. We hit record enrollment last year, and looks like we're going to bump that up when the final numbers come out next month by about a percent and a half. So people are hearing about us, and they're coming to us. We are recognized for our diversity efforts. We are recognized for being a great place to work. Mm-hmm. That matters to me a lot because, you know, we're labor intensive. And if it's a good place to work, then we're going to be getting the best out of our people, and then it benefits our students. So those are all, you know, all the good things. If you come to campus, you're going to have trouble finding a place to park, and I never thought that would make me happy, but after everybody was gone for a year, it's wonderful to see people, see so many people around on campus.
Well, there's nothing like walking on a college campus during the fall and seeing all the excitement of the students hustling from class to class, trying to find where their new classes are, but just that feeling in the air of new beginnings. Yeah, every fall.
You know, I tell people a lot, I said, you cannot have a bad day on a university campus. You can have a hard day, but not a bad day, because you're surrounded by hope. You've got all these people with big plans for their lives. They're not sure what it is, but it's going to be big, you know. And you just cannot have a bad day on a college campus, or if you do, something's wrong with you.
Well, and the campus is grown, and it is more and more students are there. The reputation is going up. You have battled the state formula for measurement and come out on top. Now you've got a championship football team that's defending ranked number one. All the other sports are doing fantastic. It is a golden era for UWF.
It is. Well, let me tell you one more thing.
All right.
We were number one in the state for a percentage of our graduates employed after graduation.
Wow. And
that is huge because that's a quality measure. Other people want our graduates.
Well, you know, and that was sort of, you know, there were always a lot of excuses. Well, we've got a lot of commuter students. We've got kids that, you know, they're taking longer to get their degrees. And all of that has, by y'all focusing on it, those excuses, well, you don't accept excuses. That's one thing I like, Martha. You really, you're not going to, there is no excuse. It's the bottom line is, how do we get the measurements done?
That's right. That's right. Let's get it done.
Martha, thank you so much for coming on the show. We will have our cup of coffee soon.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure. Have a good day.
You too. Take care.